This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Friday gave Russian President Vladimir Putin a lighthearted warning not to interfere in next year's election in the United States. We get the details from VOA's Steve Herman in Osaka.
Appearing before reporters during his bilateral meeting with Putin, Trump was asked whether he would tell the Russian leader to not repeat meddling in the next U.S. election. Trump, with a smile on his face and playfully pointing a finger at Putin, did just that in the noisy room among the shouts of American and Russian reporters. The light-hearted exchange is likely to reinforce the impression among many that Trump still is not taking the issue seriously. Steve Herman, VOA News in Osaka.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide on President Donald Trump's bid to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program aimed at illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
A decision is expected by June of next year in time for the 2020 election. DACA is the program set up during the Obama administration that shields young immigrants from deportation. President Trump ordered an end to the program in 2017, resulting in protest and a failed congressional effort to salvage it. The president spoke to reporters in January.
I would consider DACA, but I think we complicated it. I'd rather have the Supreme Court rule and then work with the Democrats on DACA.
Federal courts in California, New York, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. blocked the president from ending DACA immediately. A federal judge in Texas declared it illegal, but did not order that it be stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, a mostly positive day with about an hour left in the trading day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.12%. The S&P is up 0.34%, and the NASDAQ is up 0.26%. This is VOA News. Iran's deputy foreign minister says European countries need to buy more of his country's oil or consider lines of credit for Tehran if Iran is to stay within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Abbas Araghchi said that some progress was made in his meetings with European leaders in Vienna, but more progress is needed.
All in all, I believe that it was a positive and constructive meeting. I can say one step forward compared to the previous meetings we had, but it is still not enough.
Iran is threatening to surpass the maximum amount of enriched uranium allowed by the deal in response to U.S. economic sanctions imposed in the past year. European countries have been urging Iran to fully comply with the accord. Meanwhile, the U.S. Special Representative on Iran accused the country of routinely engaging in unsafe behavior at sea and of attacking commercial shipping in recent weeks. Speaking at a news conference in London, England, Brian Hook said Iran is threatening worldwide supplies of oil.
We believe that Iran's threats to freedom of navigation should be met with an international response, because so many nations around the world have a stake in freedom of navigation and energy security.
Iran has denied all of the charges. Schools are spraying kids with water, and nursing homes are equipping the elderly with hydration sensors as France battles a record-setting heat wave that's baking much of Europe. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Prime Minister Edouard Philippe has described the heat wave over France as exceptional by its intensity and its earliness, and announced that 4,000 schools across the country have had to temporarily close. Earlier, the National Weather Service activated its highest ever heat danger alert, putting four southern regions under special watch. Temperatures there are forecast to reach up to 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Meanwhile, Italy has put 16 cities under alerts, and extra water is getting to tourists visiting Rome under a scorching sun. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is urging Sudanese security forces and military not to use violence as the planned June 30th mass demonstration approaches. A senior U.S. official told reporters Friday the most important message to the Sudanese people is please, no violence. June 30th is the deadline that the African Union gave Sudan's Transitional Military Council to transfer authority to civilian rule. Sudan has been run by the military since its longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Great new news.
It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on